Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Tree sitters ride out big storms. Young people sitting high up in old-growth trees, trying to save them from Pacific Lumber Maxam saws, are riding out the latest storms to hit the California coast from a particularly precarious perch. As high winds and torrential rains sweep across California, logging activity in the woods is quieted for a moment, but will resume during breaks in the rain as Pacific Lumber moves in some of the most valuable marble mullet habitat in their remaining old-growth holdings. But the weather hasn't slowed down protests, as a record number of tree sitters occupy Pacific Lumber-owned forests in efforts to protect old-growth trees and irreplaceable wildlife habitat. The Department of Fish and Game last week released more acreage of what is known as E-stands, or occupied habitat of the endangered marble murrelet. Logging began recently in the Timber Harvest Plan 00439 in Grizzly Creek, near Grizzly Creek State Park, and on Gypsy Mountain, where activist David Gypsy Chain was killed by an angry logger in 1998. Additional occupied habitat in the Nanning Creek area near Scotia was released by the Department of Fish and Game last week also, clearing way for Pacific Lumber to move into some of the biggest and best blocks of murrelet habitat left unprotected. The license to destroy the federal and state listed birds' habitat is permitted because of incidental take permits given Pacific Lumber via the Headwaters deal signed in 1999. The species has already lost over 96% of its original nesting habitat, primarily due to logging of old growth and residual forest, and populations continue to decline. Flooding is also expected as water gushes down hillsides that once had the ability to hold water in the soil. Residents of Freshwater Watershed, where about 17 activists now occupy trees, including long-term tree sits of Remedy and Wren, two young women occupying trees for 8 months and 6 months respectively, have experienced flooding directly related to increased logging. New weaker standards were approved for logging in freshwater creeks last August, allowing more logging in riparian areas on landslides and within steep inner gorge areas that are especially susceptible to landslides and erosion. The new standards were developed through a watershed analysis process designed under the Headwaters deal. Watershed analyses are supposed to be used to identify problem areas and develop site-specific measures to prevent water quality problems. In 1999, the California Department of Forestry required that Maxam Pacific Lumber evaluate whether increased flooding was related to logging in Freshwater Creek and the North Fork of the Elk River, and imposed a moratorium on additional logging operations until this and a watershed analysis were completed. Maxam Pacific Lumber did not meet the requirements, but ultimately the California Department of Forestry backed down and approved logging operations in those areas. The Freshwater Creek watershed has been heavily logged throughout the past 20 years, and less than 5% of its original forest remains. Freshwater Creek was the subject of one of the most extensive watershed studies ever done in California, which concluded that the watershed is severely impaired and that all logging should cease and desist immediately. Pacific Lumber has ignored the analysis and has continued to clear-cut residual old-growth forests on steep and unstable slopes while disregarding the concerns of residents. Inclement weather has not slowed protests as forest activists work desperately to prevent the irretrievable loss of residual old-growth stands on Pacific Lumber land. The action camp is currently at Grizzly State Park on Highway 36 east of Fortuna, California. For further information, contact the Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters, 2530 San Pablo Avenue in Berkeley, California, 94702. That's the Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters, 2530 San Pablo Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94702. You can call them at 510-548-3113. That's 510-548-3113. Or visit their webpage at www.headwaterspreserve.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-